Blog Talk Radio.
Hashtag that hit. But it happened. Do what you feel, let the world know what it is.
Hashtag that hit.
Yeah. Put it out there. Let them know that you're wrong. I'm the one, yeah, one in a mill. First, wanna give you some. Ain't no need in this here to lie. Baby, you know you're my pride and joy.
So hashtag that hit.
Put it out there. Do what you feel. Let the world know what it is.
Hashtag that hit.
Yeah. Put it out there. Let them know that you're wrong. I'm the one, yeah, one in a mill.
When you want it, you can get it. Bounce sign, we can start 6-9. In the bed of the kitchen, anywhere in the nick of time. Now let's be honest, boy, I get it. I know you like hiding your business. Yeah, that's why I'm with you. But boy, don't be hiding your feelings. Turn that bottle to the ceiling.
Turn that bottle to the ceiling.
Turn that bottle to the ceiling.
Yeah.
Just one sip for me and you know how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
One kiss for me and it's on, I admit it.
On, I admit it.
Even tell me you like whether we're finished.
It's your favorite host, the one and only Miss J. Renee. I do not own any copyrights to these songs, but that was Lyrica with Hashtag, one of my favorite songs. A good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. Blessings to all those that are up and awake, giving thanks to this beautiful, harmless day. You know, you got to be grateful. You got to let go of the bullshit. Vibe with me today. About to say tonight. Look at me backwards. Vibe with me this afternoon. Take a break from work because I know y'all be, you know, hustling. All the entrepreneurs out there, all the hardworking people out there. Take a break. Sit back, relax, kick your feet up. Come sip tea and meditate with me. We're going to talk about a little bit of things, a little bit of discussions here and there. And then we're just going to joy and vibe and hear the music and just harmonize and vibe and connect with me today. I just got done with a workout, so I'm like kind of rambling with my words. But y'all stick in it with me and fill me out. So, yeah. today, you know, this is one of those days where you just got to regroup, come back to earth, map stuff out, plan your goals, execute what you need to get done this week, and enjoy life. I think we get caught up with, you know, we are trying to reach a purpose and a goal in our life, and, you know, working on it every day is the best thing. Being consistent is one of the major keys of achieving what you need to get done. But I always tell people, remember, life is good, life is great, so enjoy it. I'm going to jump into the next song. I just wanted to give that little meditation advice. Mediate that, install it in your brain. Enjoy life. Don't get caught up in, you know, slaving away with your purpose, because I know we get caught up in that realm. But we have to step back sometimes and enjoy and breathe. Take the chance to breathe. A lot of us don't even sit and think sometimes, or get the time to read and recruit. We need to do that. We need to regroup, revamp, be vibrant. Show love, spread love today. I'm going to jump into the next song. This is QP Davenport from Bridgeport, Connecticut. Stand up. Y'all stay tuned.
Yeah, you already know, man. It's the galactic one. Ew, Lord. Shout out to the validated black woman and all that. Got a whole newfound respect and a new love for you, you feel me? I see things differently now, you heard? Especially when, you know, I gotta raise up my baby girl 25-8 and don't get a break, you know what I'm saying? Shit is real, you know what I'm saying? You gotta put in that work, play my divine daddy duties and all that, you heard? Yeah. Shout out the Most Higher. You heard? I love you. On March 25th, 2017, almost lost my everything. Most Higher Elin, Elohim, Zor, Hella Queen, and Young Empress. Shit like this will make a nigga switch the way he view existence. Now in a truck and it flip around like 5 times. Say a cat got 9 lives in my eyes, a miracle. I don't know how in the hell she survived. My baby mom's hysterical on the phone while she described how her life flashed before her eyes. Thinking she would die, wasn't even driving. Caught a ride with somebody headed to her son Tayshaun's 8th birthday party. It was my BM, her oldest daughter Shia and Maya. Another child is 6 months, sitting next to Most Higher. Two more adults was a passenger, and there was the driver. So that's 7 souls in total. The 7 is global for meaning God. You should have seen the car wrecked up in total. The several photos that show the details so graphic. They flipped over the guardrail to avoid other traffic, and all this happened from my axle snapping. They lost a car wheel, and this was God's will. So I don't ask what happened, cause pain must be experienced. Keep us in remembrance to let us know who's really in charge. God, you hearing this? Harriet, dealing with forces that's so mysterious. The two sides to everything. Shit got me furious. Somebody wishing death on my baby. Try to play me, got me throwing shells like the voodoo ladies from Haiti. Yeah, yo.
Yo, shit crazy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, life is energy, and people don't understand how it transmutes. Go from one form, pass on to the next form. You know what I'm saying? Begin to evolve on this journey, this thing called life, you know? It's a process to it though, you know, birth and death, you know?
That was QP Davenport. I love that song. It's so, it has a great concept to it. You understand what I'm saying? I love music. I always tell people I have an ear for music. And I love the music that, you know, with the lyricists that have you have to have an understanding, and you got to kind of relate to what they go through. So shout out to QP Davenport from Bridgeport. I see he said his brother had construct the whole song. So I can't think of his names, but shout out to 13. Their crew, their craft is, you know, pretty broad, pretty brilliant. And when they come together and they're, you know, they got their melody and their tune and their words together, and it just forms music like this, it's a pleasure to play it on my show. So shout out to y'all. Shout out to all the artists out there. If you need help with promo, marketing, advertising, you need me to just, you know, play your music on the air so people get understanding what you're trying to bring forth to the world. DM me at Latasia_Renee or J Renee Radio on Facebook. I'm gonna jump into the next song. This is Sholi. I hope I'm saying this right. I think it's Sholi, but if it's not, Sholi from Bridgeport. Bridgeport is on the map right now. So y'all stay tuned. I'm gonna jump into the next song, then we'll talk a little bit.
I mean, if we gotta get into it, let's get into it for real, you know? You're not racist. It's just that I had to endure slavery. You took me from my baby so you could hang me from a tree like you hate me. The industry has left us in the 80s. Around the time crack came out, that shit crazy. And after all that, you got the nerve to call me lazy. In hindsight, white flight had us in the projects wildin'. Matter of fact, Google redlining. Shit, CIA put crack in the hood. Ain't no excuse. Freeway Ricky is the proof. We always had the burden on our back for your luxury pursuit. The reason my love for designer is so acute. If selling crack for jewelry is all I do, it's cause deep down I'm trying to be more like you. And it was always you versus me. That's why we had to build our own university. Shit, you're not racist, but you don't want me living where you tend to live. Somehow you only give me long sentences. That shit amazed me. If you don't really hate me, then why you don't teach us about black before slavery? When Africa was the first civilization, I sell crack and rob cause I'm getting impatient. I know Planned Parenthood and new clinics are the brainchild of Jews and eugenics. And they threaten black women when they got pregnant to give them a shot of their assistance to get deaded. The type of shit that you niggas would never hear though, cause they had to give them a shot to make them sterile. Get rid of all the black people, you'd be a hero. But they don't never tell us we as kings, we as pharaohs. Put the work right in the hood, trying to get rid of them. Swing of the pendulum, mandatory minimums. Whole generation grew up with no dad that had to learn to be men on their own. So when you see that boy with his pants off his ass, don't be quick to judge. Get that nigga a hug. I sell dope cause I'm desperate. And I'm obsessed with how your life is so easy and make my head split. My city gritty cause nobody ate breakfast. So for you criticize that boy on the corner, get a nigga a job. Teach him about credit. Otherwise, your charity is cosmetic. My people damn near out here getting beheaded. And Colin Kaepernick taking the knee is what you obsessed with. You are a racist. Only put us on the news to show us getting abused and committing the crime. Got the people confused by who we really are. So you pick and you choose when they love and when they hate us. But you don't show that we the pinnacle of culture, the real innovators. You treated us like it was a privilege to integrate us. It's crazy you don't like who we are when you made us. You are racist. If I offended you, it wasn't on purpose, but shit, I was only scratching the surface. Hold on.
That's a deep track right there, boy. That's a deep track right there. He was only scratching the surface. That's some real stuff right there. You know, with so much going on in the world, we just haven't yet caught up. I mean, some of us, you know, are waking it up and the other are gradually getting to this, you know, getting to that peak of life of understanding of what's really going on globally. We have to really really watch out and look into the resources of what's really going on in Libya. It's, you know, if people are fighting, they're fighting for a cause, they're fighting for their freedom, and you know, media stuff will be put on in the media, and when it's realistic and it's really happening in reality, we kind of stir away from it after it becomes not of importance anymore. And right now, Libya needs help from the world, from our people, from, you know, from our culture. We really need to tap into how we can make a change or, you know, be a helping hand. We are a force to be reckoned with once we know and understand who we are as one, as people, as our people, as melanated people. If there's any information that anybody that has where... we in our own community can help, please forward it to me. It's just so much that I want to do in this world. And, you know, when you don't have the right resources, it's kind of hard to, you know, tackle on that issue. But it's a conflict right now, and it is an issue. It's controversy, and it's our people that are being eliminated and taken into slavery, being enslaved, stripped away from their freedom and their rights. And it's not fair. It's unfair. And my heart goes out to those in Libya the Libyans. I support every movement that if anybody is doing some type of movement or, you know, trying to come together to make a change, please forward it to me. Let me know the possibility of a change that can happen through me. I will be more than willing to try my best. And for those that really need to tap into that, research it and see what's going on. But my love and my heart goes out to all those out there in the different countries, you know, Ghana, every parts of Africa, Nigeria. I have a good friend in Ghana. His name is Michael. We've been friends on Facebook for years. And he just said how poor their country is. And it saddens me because it's like, what can I do? What can I do to help? I'm struggling myself, you know? But at the same time, I'm more than willing to give a helping hand because it's not about me. It's bigger than me, and I'm a giver. If I had all the money in the world, trust me, donations and changes and things would be built. Schools and hospitals and pharmaceuticals will all be built for them to have those type of resources so they can, you know, have those things to in time of need, food, water. You know, there are programs out there that I'm going to look into to see what I can do to support. But yes, please, like, look into things that are going around globally, not just in your own community. Because you know what? Life is bigger than just you. So be a giver today. Spread the love. I'm going to jump into the next song. Y'all stay tuned. It's your girl, J. Renee. Y'all, this is what I do. Y'all stay locked.
Would you come and get me? I need to know these feelings are so hard to control. Can I get a kiss, girl, at night? True love is so hard to find, and it's right between your lips and mine. But you said that you don't love me, but I think that's a lie, cause you know you do. You said that you forget me, but we know that you're something you can't do. You wanna be the one for me, and I think I want you to, baby. So come to me. There's just something I wanna show you. You said that you don't love me, but I think that's a lie, cause you know you do. You forget me, but we know that's just something you can't do. Before I let you go, you said that you don't love me.
My girl classic from Bridgeport. I got Bridgeport on the map, y'all. Don't be hating. I love my town. Love my town. It's great talent out there. Don't let nobody ever tell you there's not. We just have to tap into networking and meeting new people and venturing off. But there's definitely talent in Connecticut. Connecticut, stand the fuck up. I want to cuss, but I'm not going to cuss. Hartford, Haven, Bridgeport, Stratford. We in the building, y'all. Y'all get to the work. Y'all do y'all thing. I see y'all. I support y'all. I love y'all no matter what. So one thing I wanted to talk about was incompetent people. I was tested this week. But I know when I'm tested and then when, like, there are negative energies coming my way, it's because something is attacking me, because something great is coming towards me, coming towards my way soon. So I had to get back to my peace, my meditation. It's best that you do that when you are a positive person and you portray positivity throughout your life on social media, off of social media, and, you know, you are who you are. I don't pretend to be nobody I'm not. I am who I am. But one thing I'm very big and firm on is positivity. And when negativity shoots at me, I have to maneuver differently. You have to handle situations differently. I have to handle people differently. So that's what I came in contact with this week. And I'm at my peace right now, so I can vent and talk about it, because that's what I do on my show. I talk about what I need to talk about. But this is advice to those out there that are have to tackle a situation, and then they're trying to figure out how to maneuver around it, how to deal with the situation, how to resolve it. So, you know, talk it out. When you're going to vent, you're going to need to vent. I remember in the past, I never used to vent to people. I used to bottle stuff up. So I learned over the years I can't do that, because then that destroys the best inner part of me, and that brings me to a low vibration, and I don't want to stay in that vibration. I want to be in the high vibration where I can excel and be open-minded about the things and how to go around certain situations without doing anything negative. So, you know, I had to vent it out, and then I had to map it out. The situation I'm in right now, I have to get out of it. That's the resolution. That's the solution, and I'm going to fight to get that done. That purpose has to be set, because in order for me to succeed, excel, and achieve what I need to do in life, I can't stay in that predicament. I can't keep myself in that box. I'm a thinker. I think outside the box. I cannot set myself in a box that's holding me back, hindering me from my goals. So always map things out. You know, there's certain things that's going to attack your the good person that you are, the passionate person that you are. So don't get stuck in that. Don't get stuck in it. Don't let that shortcomings hold you back from the great person that you are. You got to jump over that hump and keep it moving. So, you know, always have good people around you that you can talk to, for one. Two, pray, meditate on it. Three, get out that low vibration. Don't stay angry. Don't stay upset, because, you know, that person don't have power over you. I got to extend the four, because never let a person have power over you. Once that person has power over you, they control everything about what you do and how you move in life. That person is a non-factor. Those situations are non-factors. You have to push those out the way and keep it moving. And that's what I concluded to that. That was my conclusion of that. You got to move forward. You got to keep pushing, okay? So for those out there that's going to be tackled with situation, negativity is going to hit you, map it out. Think. Think before you do, because you may lose in that situation. Don't take an L. Take a win. Take a W. You win by being silent and just observe sometimes. Yeah, you're going to speak your mind. You're going to say what you have to say. You're going to get over it. You're going to get angry. You get over it. That's what you do. You get over it and you move on. You have to address it further on. You do that, but do it in a graceful way. I'm going to jump into the last song. I didn't want to keep, you know, this segment long today because I know that I have to tackle things out here where I'm at. But as always, love, as always, respect and support. I love all those that's been supporting me and my team. This is my segment from Monday to Tuesday. It's called Sip Tea and Meditate. If you would like to call in, the guest calling number is 917-889-2832. I can't take a call. We have about 3-5 minutes of the show. 917-889-2832. But I am going to jump into the last song if I do not connect with a caller. Thank you for listening in. I appreciate the love again and support. Y'all, research is going on in the world. Remain graceful. Spread love. Do something good today. Meditate. Sip that green old great tea. And just whoosah out. Your situation will get better. You will not be stuck in that situation. You will be great at everything you put your hands on, your mind to. Open your mind. I love y'all. Y'all stay blessed.
I'm just about to lay it down. I'm not thinking twice. I ain't thinking twice tonight. I'm just going to get it high. You know what I mean? How does it come? That's how we going to do it.
I don't care.
You know what I mean? Straight raw tonight. Yeah. Listen. I'm trying to live my life. Won't they let a nigga live his life? Champagne for the pain, like every night. Champagne for the pain, I'm talking every night. Tryna live my life. Won't they let a nigga live his life? Champagne for the pain, like every night. Champagne for the pain, I'm talking every night. It's that inner city blues. Young niggas don't know the rules. With no guidance, how they supposed to move? With no guidance, what they supposed to do? Shit get hard out here, 4 pair of shoes. And young adolescents add to the stressing. You gotta do it wrong to learn your corrections. Just live your life on pursuit to perfection. Try and live my life. Won't they let a nigga live his life? Champagne for the pain, like every night. Champagne for the pain, I'm talking every night. Got a bunch to say, but don't know how to say it. Ain't play no games, but he knew how to play it. F and F niggas, look, they got a playlist. Ain't had a dollar to play, but now any tab I'm okay with. Let's keep it simple, you know less is more. My money spent, profit galore. Fuck a savings, go hard till you can't contain it. Fuck a hater, go hard till you can't explain it. Let me live my life. I'm just trying to live my life. Champagne for the pain, like every night. A champagne for the pain, every night. The truth is real, and real is a motherfucker. With no connect, now that's another hustle. A new day, now that's another struggle. Police like thirsty bitches, one to cuff you. Fuck a hoe, like a bitch though, she hit you harder.
And being broke and dirty makes shit even harder. They say the world is yours, so the pain is yours. If I could do it again, I wouldn't change it all. So let me live my life. Shit, I'm just trying to live my life. That's champagne for the pain, like a night. Champagne for the pain, talking a night. Survive, cause it's a setup when you're fed up. You gotta keep your head up. Shit, just live your life. Get the dope for shorty, flawless ice and toast with champagne from nightmares of a tarnished life. Came from nothing, feeling like somebody else was something. Busting the hustling, 400 years of that straight suffering. Facing consequences, third eye on the repercussions. Spend it all with my niggas, so we all leave with something. Try and live my life. Won't they let a nigga live his life? Champagne for the pain, like every night. Champagne for the pain, I'm talking a night. Let me live my life. Try and live my life.